Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
Allah, peace be upon him, has said, Almighty Allah says, I treat my servant according to his expectations from me, and I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in my heart. If he walks towards me, I run unto him. Make this Ramadan the month of change. Are you ready for it? Change is the vogue today. Change is being chanted by the presidents to rally up public support. Change is being demanded by the masses suffering due to skyrocketing fuel and commodity prices. Change, a drastic one indeed, is what we are witnessing with awe in the global weather patterns. For Muslims, Ramadan is the prime time for change. This month dramatically alters our routines and schedules. From tight sleep schedules, to hunger for extended hours, to reduction in consumption of junk foods, to a technology diet, to withdrawal from caffeine addiction, to lengthy standing and tarawih prayers at night, to extensive listening to the Quran. What a change indeed! Beyond routines and rituals. The real change, however, Ramadan demands of us is the internal change, a change that positively transforms our lifestyle, character, attitudes, conversations, and habits. Allah has described this change in the month of Ramadan as follows, O you who believe! Fasting has been ordained on you as it was decreed upon those before you so that you may adopt taqwa. Slavery to Ramadan. If our change is limited to outer physical practices only, we become slaves to Ramadan, instead of being servants to Allah. Prophet Muhammad has warned us about those who don't fast from bad behavior. Allah has no interest in any person's abstention from eating and drinking, if that person does not give up lying and dishonest actions. Ramadan resolutions. Every Ramadan we make resolutions and tell ourselves, this Ramadan will be different. I'm going to change my underscore habit. I will give up. I will take my practice of Islam to the next level. But how many of us are really able to follow through? Plenty of good intentions, many amazing wishes, but sadly enough, life goes on as usual the morning of Eid. Ask yourself, how is my fasting benefiting my spiritual connection with Allah? How is my extensive worship in Ramadan helping me discipline my tongue, taste and speech, eyes, ears, and habits? Are you ready to take that first step to transform your bad habits into good ones? Ways to kick bad habits. Few things are more demanding than eliminating bad habits, since they are part of our daily routines and personality. It takes days of patience and practice to break old habits. However, the good news is, Ramadan offers a perfect and natural environment for moral training. Interestingly, researchers from Positive Psychology, Scientific Study of Successful People, have repeatedly shown it takes between 30 to 40 days to kick a bad habit and develop a new one. In addition to the physical discipline during the month of Ramadan, the increased spiritual exercise and connection with Allah can transform your habits for life. try these proven techniques for a successful positive change in your habits during Ramadan and beyond. 1. Acknowledge and identify your bad habits. First step is to admit you need to change. If you are in a state of denial, you won't recognize that you have a bad habit to change. 2. Pick a habit for this month. Prioritize your bad habits and focus on one for this month. If you are committed to changing at least one habit, you will see remarkable results, Allah willing. 3. Realize that it's in us to change. Don't believe the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can break a bad habit if you really want to. No one else can change your habits if you don't want to. 4. Remember, Allah loves those who commit mistakes and repent. 5. Intention and plan to change. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. A healthy process of change in character requires a gradual pace, which entails planning. Develop concrete milestones to measure your progress. 6. Replace a bad habit with a good one. Completely eliminating a habit is more challenging than replacing it with a more productive habit. Moreover, it's crucial to replace the lost natural needs, such as the need to socialize and to be entertained, with something healthy. For instance, it's easier to replace your addiction to TV with a physical workout or reading the Quran or a good Islamic book, etc. Interestingly, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the greatest psychologist of humanity, illustrated this principle in these words: "Fear Allah wherever you may be, follow up an evil deed with a good one which will wipe the former out, and behave good naturally towards people." 7. Change your environment. Resist the negative peer pressure by finding a better company of friends. Collective action to change is very powerful. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, explained this peer pressure effect with the analogy: "A good friend and a bad friend are like a perfume seller and a blacksmith. The perfume seller might give you some perfume as a gift, or you might buy some from him, or at least you might smell its fragrance. As for the blacksmith, he might send your clothes, and at the very least you will breathe in the fumes of the furnace." 8. Exercise. Spiritual exercise is important for lasting change. You may not realize that by exerting yourself in spiritual exercises like the reading of Quran and Hadith, fasting, giving charity, zikr, remembering Allah, spending time in the path of Allah, etc., helps in eliminating a number of bad habits. Through the spiritual light of doing noble deeds, evil ones will gradually be eradicated from your life. Allah says, "Indeed, Allah restrains from shameful and unjust deeds." Quran 29:45. A person complains to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about someone who reads Allah and also committed theft. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said his salat will very soon wean him off that sin. This shows that the evil habits can be got rid of by adhering to good practices. The doing of good deeds such as remembering Allah cleanses the heart. A clean heart encourages a person to do good deeds and refrains one from evil habits. Moreover, exercising your willpower, struggle to fight temptations, for this month helps you kick all kinds of bad habits and form new good ones. Willpower is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the more you strengthen it. 9. Think of yourself as a changed, different, new person. This simple psychological shift in your thinking about your own image can do wonders. Tell yourself, I can't continue this ill behavior. I am better than that. I am stronger. I am wiser. 10. Reward success. The most fundamental law in all of psychology is the law of effect. It simply states that actions followed by rewards are strengthened and likely to recur. Unfortunately, studies show that people rarely use this technique when trying to change personal habits. Setting up formal or informal rewards for success greatly increases your chances of transforming bad habits into good ones, and is far more effective than punishing yourself for bad habits or setbacks. As Muslims, we should also remember that the ultimate reward is Allah's pleasure in paradise in the hereafter. 11. Get help. Tell someone about your effort to change if it helps. He or she may keep you on track and may offer some good advice. Read books that will encourage you to do virtuous actions. Join the various programs in your local masjid. ladies should endeavor to join their local Talimai Haukas. There are good and sincere people who are ready to assist. We are not an island, we are an Ummah. 12. Boost your spiritual immune system by fasting, doing good actions, seclusion, spending time in the masjid with the pious friends of Allah, or going in the path of Allah will boost your iman, which will provide you with internal strength to overcome temptations to reverting to old bad habits. 13. Remind yourself of death and hereafter often. Remember often the terminator, or destroyer, of all the pleasures that is death. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, once stated. 14. Resolve to continue on and follow up. Giving up bad habits or learning good habits requires regular maintenance and determination. It is a long, ongoing process, also known as tazkiyah in Islamic terminology. It's more difficult than the first few steps of change. How many times have I dieted, for example, only to gain the weight back? So ensure that you follow up. Link yourself to a good Allah-fearing Islamic scholar, make a habit of spending time in the path of Allah, and constantly engage in noble and charitable work. 15. Develop a relapse strategy. How do you ensure not to return to your bad habits you are trying to change? Some people donate money to a good cause every time they return to sinning or a bad habit. This reminds them of the cost of going back to old bad habits. Others try physically demanding acts to deter them from reverting to old ways. For example, that if you do underscore act, then you will keep three fast or pay so much charity. 16. Ask Allah for help. Most important exclamation mark. Make asking for Allah's help an integral part of the overall change process. Ask for Allah's help before, during and after every attempt at kicking a bad habit. Do so sincerely, even begging and crying, like a child does when he or she really wants something. Allah is ever willing to help and to respond to our needs, but it is us who must take the first step towards Him. Allah will never disappoint us. Allah Ta'ala says, "Ask me, and I will answer your call." Quran 40:60. And whosoever is conscious of Allah and keeps his duty to Him, He, Allah, will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and He will provide him from sources he could never imagine. Quran 65:23. So surely you can do it. Just trust and pray to Allah and make that great change this Ramadan.